First, voters in Mexico elected a new president yesterday. Andrés Manuel López Obrador won with 53% of the vote. His closest competitor came in with 22%. López Obrador is described as a left-wing populist whose pledge to get tough on corruption, take a less aggressive and less militarized approach to drugs, and to be a champion for the poor. President Trump congratulated López Obrador on Twitter and said he looks forward to working with him. The two were to speak over the phone today. In an interview that aired yesterday on Fox Business Network, Trump raised the prospect of taxing cars imported from Mexico.
NAFTA, I could sign it tomorrow, but I'm not happy with it. I want to make it more fair, okay?
You can't do NAFTA before the midterms.
I want to wait till after the election. You're going to have an election. It's going to be very interesting. I have a feeling he's going to be fine. And the reason is because if they're not fine, I'm going to tax their cars coming into America. And that's the big one.
López Obrador will be sworn in on December 1st, so what might his presidency mean for NAFTA and U.S.-Mexico relations? Mark Jones is a professor of Latin American Studies at Rice University in Houston. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show.
So looking at the numbers, it was a pretty big victory for López Obrador, but not necessarily surprising, correct?
No, not at all. There was no surprise that he was going to be victorious. The major surprise was that he won by such a large margin, again up to 53%. And when we get to the valid vote, it'll be closer to 55. And that's a historic election for Mexico. In the modern democratic era, no president has crossed the 50% threshold, and López Obrador did it easily.
And who is he? This is not his first run for the presidency, right?
No, this is a case of the third time's the charm, in the sense that this is his third run. He ran in 2006, where he believed he was cheated out of the election. He ran in 2012, where he lost pretty resoundingly. And this is his third try, and this was the charm in the sense that he was able to present an alternative, a somewhat more moderate position than he had in the past. And he also was advantaged by the fact that the government of current president from the PRI, Enrique Peña Nieto, was a complete disaster. And thus, Mexicans were really looking for a change.
And according to a Reuters article, López Obrador's nationalism, his stubborn nature, one could say, and put-downs of rivals have actually drawn comparisons to how President Trump has kind of functioned in his role. Do you see that as a valid comparison?
Well, yes, in many ways, they're two sides of the same coin in the sense that they both are populist, and they both arrived at office with a rather unorthodox populist-type appeal. President Trump has done it a little more from the right, and President-elect López Obrador has done it a little from the left, but they definitely share that in common, and that could create some conflict in the future because populists always need an enemy, and one enemy that's out there is each other.
Mm-hmm. And so it feels like it could go either way, and maybe it's too early to be able to predict. There does seem to be evidence that President Trump likes and likes to deal with people who are also pretty strong personalities. But then you get into the point where if those two strong personalities conflict on something, it can go badly pretty quickly. What's your prediction, if you're willing to do that, about whether they can work together or is it going to be a tense relationship?
I think it's going to probably be a tense relationship in the sense that President Trump has a tendency to criticize, as does President-elect López Obrador, and they both will escalate and that neither is going to be willing to back down. Even the President Trump's statement that was just played, the idea that he might place a tax on Mexican cars, will be seen as negative by López Obrador. And both of them actually are very suspicious of free trade. That is, They aren't, unlike, say, their predecessors in both parties, but both Barack Obama and George W. Bush here, and Enrique Peña Nieto and Felipe Calderón in Mexico, both are not entirely convinced of the benefits of free trade, and they tend to view trade as a zero-sum game. And with that type of approach, it's going to be very difficult to come to any deals because any advantage for Trump will be seen as a loss by López Obrador for Mexico and vice versa.
We're talking with Mark Johnson. He's a professor of Latin American Studies at Rice University, and we're taking a look at yesterday's Mexican presidential elections and what they might mean for U.S.-Mexican relations on topics like trade, immigration, and others. And it's no secret that President Trump does not like NAFTA. He's called it the worst deal ever made, and he has slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum from Mexico and Canada. They, in turn, have responded with levies on American yogurt, toilet paper, whiskey, apples, pork, cheese, and other goods. What specifically did López Obrador say about NAFTA during his campaign, and how important was that position?
Well, López Obrador is somewhat skeptical of NAFTA, like President Trump, in that he views it as not being the best deal for Mexico. I think the best we can hope for related to NAFTA is that other actors will be able to maintain the agreement together and keep the two presidents, say, in their political or rhetoric warfare from actually doing harm to U.S.-Mexico trade. So, I think we need to be cautious in that right now they haven't made any changes, but I think we also need there will need to be people out there working to try to keep both presidents from doing anything that will harm trade between the two countries.
Well, and bringing it home here to Wisconsin, government figures show that under NAFTA, there's been a 1,005% increase in Wisconsin exports to Mexico, and that 96,000 jobs here in our state depend on that trade with Mexico. You know, if President Trump pulls the plug on NAFTA, as he has threatened to do, what might that mean for states like Wisconsin who see a very definite benefit to the agreement?
Well, it would be bad news for Wisconsin, and it would be really bad news for us down here in Texas, where we're the largest trade partner with Mexico, and our economy is influenced the most by it. But for all states, generally free trade does benefit the country in general. It may not benefit some specific workers or specific industries, but by and large, the country as a whole does benefit from free trade. And if free trade is restricted or blocked, that will mean a loss of jobs in Wisconsin, Texas, and elsewhere through the country.
Switching to another topic that's of interest on both sides of the border, President Trump has said that drugs are part of the reason why he wants to build a border wall to stop that flow that he sees of drugs into the United States. President-elect López Obrador says he's going to take a softer approach to fighting drugs, including an amnesty of sorts for some people who work with drug gangs. What do you see happening there when these two pretty different positions might collide?
I suspect the president isn't going to be entirely happy with President López Obrador's policies, in part because for Mexico, there is some drug use at home, but the real problem is the violence that's associated with the cartels. And to the extent to which López Obrador, through amnesty, modest legalization, and other programs can bring that violence down, that resolves the principal problem that Mexico faces vis-a-vis drugs. And the real problem is always going to be, of course, consumption in the United States. As long as there's such strong demand for heroin, cocaine, fentanyl, methamphetamines, and other drugs here in the United States, there's always going to be someone in Mexico willing to take the risk to try to ship it here.
This issue of the wall has also been a big point of conflict between the U.S. and Mexico. President Trump very early on saying that not only would there be a wall, but that Mexico would pay for it. Mexicans feeling otherwise. What did the candidate and now President-elect López Obrador say about the future of this wall?
Well, the wall is seen by all Mexicans, but especially nationalists like López Obrador, as an affront to Mexican sovereignty and a real insult to the Mexican population. And you're going to get no cooperation whatsoever with the López Obrador administration if you keep focusing on a wall and effectively blocking off Mexico. If in the end the wall is more a symbolic aspect where we build a few miles of it and for a photo op and that's all that occurs, I think we'll be on good. There won't be too much in the way of disruption of relations. But if the president continues with the goal of trying to build the wall and making Mexico pay for it and keeps that up in a rhetorical perspective and PR perspective, that could create a real tense relations between the two countries because López Obrador, unlike the current president, Enrique Peña Nieto, is not going to back down. He's likely to double down instead and attack the president and be much more aggressive vis-a-vis the wall.
And briefly, Mark, as we start to wrap up, we have seen overall the number of people crossing illegally from the Mexico side of the border to the United States drop. But we have seen these waves of especially Central American immigrants trying to escape violence in their own countries and come to the border. What does that mean for Mexico and what does the U.S. need to do to be good partners?
Well, net migration, as you mentioned, from Mexico is pretty much at zero. About as many Mexicans come to the United States as go back. The real issue are Central Americans from El Salvador and Honduras, particularly crossing through Mexico and then coming to the U.S. border. The United States would like the Mexican government to play a much stronger role in blocking those immigrants at their border down the south, as well as in the middle of the country. But I don't think López Obrador is going to do that, because that would be seen as essentially kowtowing to Trump.
And we'll leave it there. Mark Jones, thank you so much for joining us today. Mark Jones is a professor of Latin American Studies at Rice University. He joined us to talk about yesterday's presidential elections in Mexico. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.